You're listening to SBS News. Australia's political leaders are worried about a possible spike in coronavirus cases in the coming weeks after thousands demonstrated on the weekend in the Black Lives Matter protests. Australia is managing to suppress the spread of COVID-19 with only two new cases in the past 24 hours, and both of those were returned travellers in hotel quarantine in New South Wales. South Australian authorities say they won't be granting an exemption for a second Black Lives Matter protest planned for Adelaide this weekend. Thousands gathered in Victoria Square on Saturday to protest against police brutality and to draw attention to Indigenous deaths in custody. The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government would never support any event that violated COVID-19 guidelines, and she'll now consider limiting the size of protests during the pandemic.
Last week, there were some protests that occurred in New South Wales earlier on in the week within the health orders. The New South Wales government would never, ever, ever approve any activity, let me make that very clear, which was not in line with the health orders. We've all worked too hard. And that is definitely our position. It's been our position from day one.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the Black Lives Matter cause is worthy of support, but not by staging mass gatherings.
Worthy cause, but a fundamentally irresponsible thing to do. We won't know the results of that for another 2 weeks. So you've got a two-week cycle. That's why we'll continue testing. We'll continue monitoring.
The Northern Territory's Health Minister, Natasha Files, says she's concerned about another Black Lives Matter protest planned for Darwin on Saturday.
People organising those events do need to be conscious of the guidelines around public events and make sure that they don't inadvertently cause a situation. We saw thousands of people interstate over the weekend. We'll now have to wait a couple of weeks to see the repercussions clinically from that.
Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan has implored people not to attend demonstrations planned for Perth, where he says the police will take a common sense approach to crowd control.
Police will exercise common sense. You've seen in the United States some pretty extreme examples of how police have conducted themselves. In Western Australia, there's a strong view that there will be common sense and working together with people. But I just urge people not to attend. I'd urge people to do the right thing in this difficult circumstance, a difficult time.
And in sporting news, South Australian authorities will allow 2,000 people to attend Saturday's AFL match between the Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide under an easing of its restrictions. The state's police commissioner is Grant Stevens.
A crowd of 2,000 people will be allowed into the general area of the Adelaide Oval with an additional about 240 people in private rooms in the stadium complex itself. This decision was taken on the basis that the Adelaide Oval has a comprehensive plan that effectively and safely manages the movement of people throughout the stadium during the course of the event.
The AFL season returns this Thursday, and you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.